Secretary Pompeo vows to guarantee the passage of ships through the Strait of Hormuz, but the growing tensions between the U.S. and Iran bring a heap of uncertainty to the shipping business. Jacob Larson is head of maritime security for BIMCO, that's the Baltic and International Maritime Council based in Copenhagen. Larson is the security guy for owners of most of the world's commercial fleets, and he's been busy since the explosions last Thursday aboard two fuel tankers in the Gulf of Oman.
My first instinct was that this represents an escalation of the situation that we currently have in the region. On the 12th of May, we saw four tankers being attacked. And now this incident with two tankers being attacked by something we don't know yet what it is. So my initial thought was, this is an escalation. And then, of course, second thought was, what now? What will happen now? And I think the whole shipping industry is holding their breath right now. They are awaiting the results of the investigations. And then, of course, whether there will be a U.S. response and what shape that response will take.
And what sort of advice does BIMCO give these captains of tankers and cargo ships now in this interim period where investigators are still trying to figure out what caused these attacks?
Basically, we advise them to keep extra lookout, increase the deck patrols, perhaps maneuver with their propellers and their bow thrusters and stern thrusters to create a difficult environment for any hostile diver trying to place a limpet mine on the ship while at anchor or in port. These are the kinds of measures you can take, and while they will not completely guarantee that a ship is not being attacked, it would at least make it more difficult for the attacker and perhaps inspire the attacker to choose a different vessel to attack. So this is what we can do now, mitigate the risk as much as we can, and then just have to accept that there is a certain level of risk.
So if this current situation escalates further, what are the implications for trade? What are your concerns?
First of all, my concern is with the seafarers. We fear for the seafarers' safety. That said, I think completely staying out of the region is not really a viable option in the long run. And that will also mean that those that try to interrupt the regional trade, they would have won. But my concern is really that the trade volumes will go down, and with that, the oil prices will come up. It could have an impact on the global economy, and when the global economy slows down, it also has a negative impact on world trade transported at sea generally.
Has there been any slowdown of merchant ships through the Strait of Hormuz yet because of these latest attacks?
It is probably a little bit too early to say exactly whether the movement of oil out of the Gulf has slowed down. I know that a number of the ship owners I have spoken with, they have said that they are not taking ships into the area just now because they are waiting for clarification as to what exactly happened. So while we may not have seen the trade slow down yet, I don't think we have the numbers in yet, but I think if this level of uncertainty persists and if we see another attack of this nature, I'm quite sure that trade volumes will begin to come down.
Jacob Larson is head of maritime security for BIMCO. That's the Baltic and International Maritime Council based in Copenhagen. Thanks a lot, Jacob.
Thank you.